Creating a new session or project.
To create a new project in Reaper, all you need to do is hit Ctrl-N if you're on Windows or Command-N if you're on the Mac.
Unsaved project Reaper v6.13/x64 registered to Scott Chesworth.
That's me. I can confirm that this is a blank project by hitting down arrow to see if I've got any tracks in my track list.
No tracks.
And I don't. Mr. Hallatin, who is in charge of this project, has told me that I need to configure Reaper to record 24-bit 48K broadcast wave. So I'm going to hit Alt-Enter to go into Project Settings. This would be Option-Enter if you're on the Mac.
Project Settings dialog.
Going to bang away on the Tab key for a while. If you're on the Mac side, you'd navigate with VoiceOver commands in here. And I'm looking for the Project Sample Rate checkbox.
OK, and save as property page. Project sample rate checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check this.
Checked.
And in the accompanying edit field that's directly after it, let's see what we've got.
Combo box collapsed. Edit selected 44,100.
Ah, so I'm recording in 44.1 at the moment. I'm going to type over this and replace it with 48,000.
48,000.
Now I'm going to shift tab back to the pages control.
Project and OK pages tab control.
And hit right arrow here to get to the media tab.
Media tab selected.
I'm going to be banging away on my tab key again until I find format for recording.
OK and save prop browse second browse on recording grouping audio format for new recordings. Combo box flat collapsed.
Recording's flack at the moment. I need wave.
DAF, WAV.
There we go. And tab a few more times to find the bit depth.
Four not set recording grouping. WAV bit depth. Combo box 24-bit PCM collapsed.
Ah, that's already set to 24-bit. Slough said broadcast wave though, so tab once more.
Right BWF. Next. Chunk checkbox not checked.
Yes, please.
Checked.
And you can just hit enter anywhere in this dialog when you're happy with your settings to click the OK button.
Unsaved project Reaper v6.1.
Control S or Command S if you're on the Mac will save this project file and all these settings that we've just configured.
Save project dialog MS file name.
Okay, so we're being prompted for a file name. I'm going to call this creating a new project. And in this case, I'm already happy with where it's going to be saved, so I'm not going to fiddle around with that. Adjusting that is completely standard on Windows and Mac. I'm sure you know what you're doing. The one thing that isn't standard about this Save As dialog is that there are a couple of additional checkboxes which control whether you want Reaper to automatically create a subdirectory for each project you save, whether you want Reaper to copy any imported media into the project folder for you, or whether you want it to move any media, which will remove it from its original location. Now, if you're on the Mac side, you can reach those additional checkboxes just fine with VoiceOver navigation. If you're on Windows and you're using JAWS, the Snowman has added keystrokes to his JAWS scripts that will enable you to confirm and toggle the state of those checkboxes. He did it in version 40, so make sure you're using the latest and greatest version of his scripts. Check the help documentation for the scripts to find out which keystrokes to use in this dialog. I'm not a JAWS user, so I don't have them to hand. If you're an NVDA user like me, you can reach these checkboxes with object navigation. But if object navigation isn't in your wheelhouse yet, don't worry, I can show you a quick hack to get you there. So from the file name field, I'm going to tab once.
Save as type, combo box Reaper project files, star.rpp, collapse alt plus T.
And that's fine set as it is, so I'm not going to change it. From here, I'm going to do control tab.
Create subdirectory for project checkbox not checked.
And voila, there's our first non-standard checkbox. Control tab again.
Copy all media into project directory using checkbox not checked.
There's the second one.
Move all media into project directory checkbox not checked.
And there's the third. I don't need to change the state of any of these, so I'm just going to hit enter to save the project.
Creating a new project Reaper v6.13/x64 registered to Scott Chesworth.
And you just heard the title bar is updated to reflect the name of the project that we just saved. One last tip before I go. If you wanted to use these settings by default whenever you create a new project in future, you could do Alt-Enter or Option-Enter once again.
Project settings dialog.
And this time, just a couple of moves into the dialog, we'll find the Save as Default Project Settings button.
Okay, and Save as Default Project Settings button.
Hit Enter on that sucker, and Reaper will use these settings by default going forward.